It is time for Arts Live and Local. Well, it's a very full show, so I'm going to get right with some music from my first guests, the Consort of All Sorts. Pull out your licorice. Just lovely. I was delightedly surprised by the quality of the recording. I know they're good musicians, but you know, you never know what you're going to get when you're in a home recording studio, and I understand that was very much a home. My guests from the Consort of All Sorts, and that's Astoria's Early Music Ensemble. I have with me Charles Schweigert and Drew Herzig, and I'm going to let them tell you a little bit about what they're doing this, but I'll tell you when it is and where it is. It's happening tonight, actually, in less than 3 hours. Now, don't anybody get nervous or anything, but it is 6 p.m. this evening at the Astoria Library, Public Library, and this is part of the Library After Hours program, which has been bringing us some very delightful things. And I was reading about it, and I'm going to let you talk, and then if you don't say what I want to hear, I'll inquire. So what is this concert? First of all, what is early music? When you use that term, what does that mean? Because not everybody has that in their heads.
Well, it's loosely defined as music before around 1750, but people will extend it up to the early classical period, up to 1800. It's generally anything before Bach and that group.
Those guys. What was the major or most likely instrumentation for the most of the early music?
Well, the piece that you just played is actually a late Renaissance, early Baroque piece that probably was played on recorders, but we're doing it on flute and recorder and cello and bassoon. Generally, this music could be played on any combination of instruments, anything that worked.
And was that true in those days, though, too? Or
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember, I think I may have told you, I went to, in Trondheim, Norway, I went to the music museum, and they had earphones you could wear, and as you walked around and looked at the instruments, you also heard music played on those instruments, and it was fascinating. To hear the difference. So it's nice that you can bring it up to date. Now, the people in the consort are, and what do they play?
Well, first of all, myself, Charles Schweigert, I play Baroque flute. We have Hannah-Laura Morgan on recorder, Donna Carson on bassoon, Judy Woodward on cello, Barbara Bate plays piano with us, Ray Lund plays harpsichord, and we have Drew Herzig, who plays percussion for us and also sings.
Okay, now, are all those people normally, or do you have a normal, I should say, because you're a fairly new group, aren't you?
Yeah, we're evolving.
Good.
We have a core of, you know, myself and Hannelore, Donna and Judy. Ray joins us when he's in town, and whenever Drew sings, we try to have Barbara Bate on piano.
On piano. Great. And she lives across the river?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a two-state group here playing this evening again, 6 p.m. at the Astoria Library. So, Drew, you're going to be, do you sing while you play percussion, or are these two different roles?
Usually they're two different roles. In tonight's concert, I'm actually going to be combining the two in an old English Christmas carol, Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, which I think you can relate
perfect,
to.
It's just,
it's really nice comparing the whole incarnation to a dance. It's really,
wonderful.
Very nice. So.
And is this also an early carol then?
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah.
And from?
From England.
From England.
Great Britain, yes, yeah.
Okay, because I read something about some unusual carols from Poland and France.
Yes, Judy Woodward came up with these two really beautiful arrangements of old carols. One is arranged by Cesar Franck, and the other is a Polish Christmas carol, A Lullaby to Jesus, that's going to be also performed by the group. They're non-traditional, and their arrangements, and they're just really lovely.
And so those are both instrumental?
Yes.
Okay. You're not singing in Polish or
not yet,
French?
No, working
not
on
yet.
That, yeah.
Okay, okay. And, so I also read that there'll be some Telemann and Bach. Is that Christmas music, or is that just good music?
Just good music.
Just. So this is...
But it's a combination of some Baroque classics and some holiday music. Kind of a centerpiece of the group is a group of Noels. You played one at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There are five of them all together. Really nice sort of dance-like tunes that are very early Baroque.
You know, when I saw that in the press release, I thought it was a typo. I thought it was supposed to say carols. Thank you very much. But it said Noel instead. But now that I hear you saying that out loud to my face, I gather that is the correct word. So
Noel.
What is that? I've never heard...
It's basically a carol.
Yeah. And it's the French term, actually. The French call them Noels, like in Joyeux Noël, when they say Merry Christmas kind of thing. So
okay.
A lot of French carols are called Noels kind of thing. And it's just a very, very pretty term. And it's like we've got the first Noel. It's like the first carol kind of thing, as in yourself.
Yes. Noel Thomas is listening also.
Yes, exactly. Number three or four on the list, I believe. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so the terms are interchangeable then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I just never heard it before. The Consort of All Sorts, and you have played before. What's the idea here? Is this just music that no one else is playing or what? What made you do? Because
well,
you're in a couple
of
other bands or orchestras or groups, and I'm sure everybody else in this group is too.
Well, it's basically music that we just love and you don't hear very often. And it's very interesting music. It's fun to play. Yeah.
And
what better reasons?
Sounds good to me. And I love Baroque music, always have. So was it your decision, though, to have a small group, or is that the way this music was traditionally played?
Well, both, actually. We're starting out small because we're a group that gets along together and we play well together and we're all sort of at the same level, so that helps.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'd like to expand and maybe add some strings.
Oh.
But that's for the future.
Right. Right. So do you rehearse on a regular basis or just when you
have
a
usually
concert?
Once a week.
Yeah, okay.
And we're always playing new work and planning ahead for new concerts.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, you and I'm sure many of the other, well, I don't know, some of the others at least, are in other musical groups as well, so you sort of have to...
We get around.
Yeah, you have to kind of schedule your rehearsal times. What appeals to you about this? I know what appeals to me, but what appeals to you about this music that's different from other? You're a flute player, along with several other instruments, I might add.
Well, what I find appealing about this music is that it's chamber music for small ensembles, and it's usually one person on a part, And I really enjoy listening to it because you can pick out each individual part and follow the what they're playing. In a large band or orchestra, you can't always do that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting perspective, yeah. What else is on your program then? We said the Polish and the
We're French. Doing two movements from a Johann Sebastian Bach trio sonata, a really beautiful one that was originally written for two flutes and continuo. We're doing it with flute, recorder, cello, bassoon, and harpsichord.
What's continuo?
It's basically the bass line. It might have been, in the Baroque era, it might have been played on a viola da gamba or a cello. And the harpsichord player, if there was one, would take that bass line and improvise a treble line to go along with it.
Speaking of harpsichords, what is Ray Lund going to be featured in with the harpsichord?
He'll be playing on the Telemann Trio Sonata and the Bach Trio Sonata.
And does he come with his own harpsichord?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember seeing a harpsichord at the library recently. It's a good thing.
He has a small spinet harpsichord that's quite portable.
Okay.
And he's also got a very large double manual harpsichord that's fabulous.
And that stays at home. Yes. Yeah, I know. They've got some wonderful instruments there. Okay, folks, so this is the Consort of All Sorts. And it is two. They are performing tonight, early music ensemble with traditional and holiday music. And it is 6 o'clock, which is nice and early for those of us who like to take in as much as possible because there's a lot going on at this season. This is wonderful that it's happening at 6. Now, wait a minute. You're doing more music this weekend, aren't you? On Sunday, are you playing also?
We're playing some pieces from this concert at the Sunday service at Grace Episcopal Church. We'll be playing the Lalande and Noels and a couple of the traditional carols that are instrumental arrangements.
Okay, so
they'll be interspersed through the surface.
So that would be Sunday morning at Grace Episcopal Church.
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And I presume that at least for the, well, anytime, and anybody is welcome who wants to be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, Charles
Thank
Schweigert.
Thank you for having us.
Drew Herzig, who, Drew, what are you playing for percussion, by the way?
Oh, I'm playing the Irish hand drum, the baron, and I'm also playing the tambourine and some bells. So they're mainly on the Noels kind of thing because they're just such charming little folk pieces. I think you'll really like them.
And those are quite portable too.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Thanks so much for
Thank
coming
you,
in, both of you. I have some music here from my next guests and play a little bit and then let you hear from them. This is actually from Jennifer Goodenberger, and Jennifer and Shelley are both here to talk to you. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook. listening to Evensong by my guest, Jennifer Goodenberger, whose music you've been listening to if you've been around this area for, how many years, Jennifer?
Long time.
Long time. Yeah, you've been playing here. And I always like to mention that Jennifer was a programmer here on KMUN, a classical programmer, as a matter of fact. That was in the days when?
Yeah, that was in the early days. I was, I think, 84 through 88.
Yeah, yeah, right, when we were just newly on the air. And then she started writing all her own music and doing all kinds of good things, painting and doing all kinds of arts. And for this visit, this particular incarnation, Jennifer Goodenberger and Shelley Loring, my other guest, hi Shelley.
Hello, Kat.
Are going to be performing a concert for a winter's night, Hanukkah, Solstice, and Christmas. And this is happening Thursday, so you can relax. This isn't one of the things that you have to go to tonight or tomorrow night. But I would highly recommend the concert. It's the 19th, Thursday, at Grace Episcopal. By golly, that's the same church that those guys are playing at on Sunday. But you're on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. That's 1545 Franklin. And then you've got a second performance on Sunday the 22nd.
Yes.
Oh, you folks are all hooking into these church groups, aren't you?
Well, the Episcopals are very, not that other churches aren't, of course, but the Episcopal here and St. Catherine's very supportive of having concerts in their space.
That's great. So. Yeah. Well, and it's a perfect space for, of course, the Performing Arts Center was a church at one time, too, right? Mm-hmm. Has that feel. So that's at St. Catherine's of Alexandria Episcopal Church. I just call it St. Catherine's. Mm-hmm. And it's on Highway 101 between Manzanita and Nehalem. That will be a week from this Sunday at 3 p.m.
We're calling that a concert for winter's afternoon.
Oh, right. Night instead of night. Okay. So, you are, Shelley, of course, is on flute and Jennifer on piano. How long do you guys go back playing together?
Gosh.
Shelley came up to me after a concert. I was doing one of my Clara Schumann concerts.
And
Shelley came up.
And
that was like in the 90s. And that was in Cannon Beach. And we've been friends ever since. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was in the mid 90s.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So 20 some years.
Right. Well, I love the way, just like we were talking to the fellows about the idea of people coming together over music they love and then going on to other stuff. And part of it is because you get along so well, which you two obviously do. So this particular concert, though, you decided to you used to do solstice concerts, Jennifer. I remember the days.
The giant productions.
Yes, oh God.
Cast of thousands.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that's when I first heard Andrea Rowe, whose music I just played last Tuesday.
Oh, great.
So Hanukkah, winter solstice, and Christmas. So, well, I have this paper in front of me. I'm going to read these, but then I'm going to ask you to pitch in on them. Where does Bach's Air in D Major fit in?
Well, just like Drew and Charlie were saying, Baroque music is perfect at Christmas. Absolutely perfect at Christmas time.
Just has the right feel.
Has that feel.
Okay. And then you have one of Shelley's favorites. I recognize this one. May the Words. Tell us about that.
Well, it's May the Words is a prayer that is said at Friday night services, or Saturday morning services. And so it's not specifically for Hanukkah, but the night of Hanukkah that would fall on Friday night, it would be said. And
why do you especially like that, though, Shelley?
Well, my, and this is Jennifer's father was a minister, and my father was a cantor. And we discovered, so my father chanted May the Words. It's a different melody. This setting of the prayer is a different melody than the melody my father would chant, but it still would be It's the same. It
from
actually
the Jewish
this
liturgy.
It's from the Jewish liturgy, yeah. And this was actually, we got this actually from a vocal arrangement. So
oh.
the words mm-hmm. are there.
Okay.
It's
okay.
just you know we're I'm playing it. So the
right.
words
you're not going to be singing and playing flute. I know that
exactly. Yes,
drums and singing right, maybe, but flute. And flute. Singing.
Although there are some jazz people that have done that.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the thing that Jennifer and I discovered was that her father also. Would say this prayer.
I'm going to ask you. These two are mm-hmm. such good friends that they keep wanting to look at each other. The problem is that when they look at each other, you listeners lose their voices. So I'm going to ask you to just keep looking at me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was really special for us that both of our fathers. This is a prayer that both of our fathers
wow.
would say.
Oh, that's
and
fabulous.
That's. I think that's one of our bond is that we're both preachers' kids. You know, and we understand
yeah, so
that upbringing and stuff.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. Yeah. The cantor, of course, is the mm-hmm. singer person, and mm-hmm. Shelley's father was our cantor, reciting the. Prayers for about 5 years, wasn't it, in Seaside,
I
right
think
here
so.
In
yeah,
Oregon,
down in Cannon Beach and Seaside.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now, oh gosh, we go from that to gloomy winter, a Scottish air. Oh my!
We learned that one from Dougie MacLean. Dougie MacLean does a
beautiful
version,
oh,
yeah, of it.
Beautiful. Everything
mm-hmm.
he does is beautiful,
well,
isn't it?
Our favorite.
He's
yeah.
been here a couple of times mm-hmm. too, and then. Do you say Jesu or Jesu?
Jesu.
Jesu. Jesu, Jesu, Jesu. Mm-hmm. Joy of man's desiring / it came upon a midnight clear. So that's Bach. And who's Willis? We know Bach.
Oh, he wrote that carol. It came upon a midnight clear. And it's an arrangement that interweaves those two pieces really beautifully. Beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you arrange it or did they arrange to put those two together?
Well, I found an arrangement for piano of it, and so we took it and adapted it and have put our own spin on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. This is not just right out of a book.
Oh, no, everything is our own spin on everything.
Yeah, just about, yeah, right.
Everything.
I suspected as much. Okay, and then we do have a Hanukkah song, and that's Hanerot Halalo, mm-hmm. which is very traditional, which mm-hmm. I played on my Hanukkah show here.
Good.
And then a traditional Irish. I like the way you go mm-hmm. from Jewish to Scottish, Jewish to Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's night on a cold winter's day.
Mm-hmm.
And then What Child Is This? An English carol, which mm-hmm. is familiar mm-hmm. to. Now, so when I say it's familiar, is that going to be a melody that is familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody
yes.
will know it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have Achat Sha'alti, which I recognize as Hebrew, but is that from a liturgy or just a piece that this Paul Schoenfield wrote?
Well, it's actually the prayer is from the liturgy.
Uh-huh.
And Paul Schoenfield wrote this piece for flute and piano. So this actually
isn't,
I mean, it's our own spin in terms of interpretation.
Right.
But it's an actually composed piece that we're playing.
And it was written for piano and flute.
Written for piano mm-hmm. and flute.
Is that
absolutely beautiful.
Is that common, piano and flute?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
To
very
find
common.
That combination.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
very,
the two
very.
Instruments?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. very
oh, that's
common.
Lucky, yeah, isn't it? And then we have Snow by Lorena McKennett, and hopefully mm-hmm. that's all done with here. I mean, you can still play the music,
right.
but...
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas Medley... Gannon and Martin.
Yeah, some popular things that
yes.
we just hope, we know people will
enjoy
that we're stepping over into the pop realm
uh-huh.
there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. And then the last one, I had to laugh when I read mm-hmm. this, Eight yes. Candles and a Christmas Tree. And it says it's traditional Irish. What
yep.
is that?
Yep, we found it in a book.
That's
we found it in some book and thought, okay, we've got to do that one.
Yeah, because
it
ties it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you have any idea why they ate candles?
Probably
that's
another blended family who play Celtic music.
That's great. That's great. Eight candles, of course, if you don't know, is the number of candles you have Hanukkah, the days of Hanukkah, so and a Christmas tree. So we've got it all together here. Shelley, how long have you been playing flute?
Oh, gosh. Really my whole life.
So
I mean,
I started
when I was a child, yeah, through school music programs. So mm-hmm. those school music programs are very important.
You have a son in one of those programs now, don't you?
I do. Yes, he's a very fine percussionist.
Yeah.
And he's just been doing great, and he's played in addition to working with the school bands, he's played with the North Coast Symphonic Band. He's playing with
and
us.
How old is he?
He's 13.
Yeah. And, wonderful.
With the orchestra, and so but that's what got him started and is what's keeping him going, you know, is
well,
the school.
Well, and that's exactly, it's and very it's so important. Exciting that we've got all these different age groups, musical age groups, and the young people, if they're willing to work, are more than welcome to join the adults, and vice versa. With the Columbia River Symphony, it was the adults joining the kids.
Right.
I love that. Jennifer, how about you? Piano was how old?
Oh, I started begging it. Six. Begging.
Why?
But the conventional wisdom of the day was nine. So I had to wait till I was nine.
Now, that's what happens when you're a PK. Preacher's kid, they make you wait until the proper age.
Hey.
Well, whatever they did, it worked because Jennifer Goodenberger on piano, Shelley Loring on flute, they are two magnificent performers. And you can feel the connection between them when they play. There's a real, I had to straighten them out here on the microphones. They really work together beautifully. So, again, that is two different concerts. The first is here in Astoria at Grace Episcopal, 1545 Franklin, at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 19th. And the second is at St. Catherine's on Highway 101 between Manzanita and Nehalem, and that is Sunday the 22nd, a week from Sunday, at 3 p.m. Thank you so much. A concert for a winter's night and a concert for a winter's afternoon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We got it. All right. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and got lots more guests, so we're going to go right into... I have a piece of music from the North Coast Symphonic Band. Have a listen.
Thank you.
That was great. What a finale you got there. That is the North Coast Symphonic Band, and they have a concert coming up, Yuletide Tapestry. It is happening tomorrow, December 14th at the Liberty Theater. And my guests to tell you about it are the conductor, Dave Becker, who's my regular guest here. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me
back.
Again.
Oh, you bet. It's great. And also Bob Walters, who is a member and a vocalist and
yes,
soloist.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're going to lead everybody, I read, too.
I am.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute then. So, okay, Yuletide Tapestry, North Coast Symphonic Band. And you have some special guests coming in as well.
Yes, we have the North Coast Chorale, Dr. Denise Reed conducting. And we also have the String of Pearls coming in. They're going to perform with the North Coast Chorale a little bit. They're going to do the pre-concert
okay.
show.
So the concert itself is at 2 o'clock.
No,
is that right? 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But the pre-concert is at 6:30.
Right.
Okay.
And that's kind of a tradition with the North Coast Band to have some kind of a group play
right.
or sing, perform before we do, and makes for a really nice contrast sometimes. And so I think what they'll be doing, and Bob, you probably know more than I do because you're playing with them.
With the String of
yeah,
Pearls. That's
yeah.
Right.
They'll be doing more, I think, jazz-oriented.
Right.
Holiday pieces,
right.
yeah. And we have some of that, but ours mm-hmm. are going to be a little more just real traditional holiday
okay.
pieces.
Okay, so the idea is it's at the Liberty Theater, which seats 650, so you probably will get in. I don't think you're going to have a problem with that. However, I highly advise you to come in time to catch the entire pre-show, which is at 6:30. Get yourself situated and be ready for the North Coast Chorale and the String of Pearls. And then the North Coast Chorale is going to perform with the North Coast Symphonic Band.
Yes.
I love all these North Coasts getting together.
Yes.
And Bob is also going to perform with the... Can you blame me for getting mixed up here? There's so much going on here. So tell us, have you traditionally done a Christmas concert?
Well, yes. We started that last year, I guess. We tried it last year. And I think years ago the band may have done... holiday or Christmas concerts, but we started it last year and it went over really well, and so we're doing it again. We're trying to build some traditions into it,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is the sing-alongs. So we're doing our grand finale is the same as last year. They're real, very traditional, beautiful, beloved carols that the audience really got into last year with Bob leading them, and he's got a great voice for
yes,
it, and he inspires confidence, right? for the people that are
okay.
singing in the
I'm
audience.
Glad that's noticeable on
yeah.
that side of
yeah.
me.
Yeah, no, that's
from my
very
side,
helpful.
Not always.
So we've added a few more things that may become traditions and some new things, and so it's kind
wait,
of
wait before
a
you leave that
new.
Though. I just want to ask Bob, what are you going to be wearing? Anything
what
special?
I be wearing?
Yes, because I'm sorry, but I can't get out of my head your that. Costume thing you did with your sons when you I don't
oh know. Oh you're talking about my alter ego Count Walters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, I'll be wearing a couple of different hats, and
okay.
some of them will be very recognizable.
Okay. And, we'll leave it at that then.
But otherwise, I'll be the shirt and tie.
Okay, good.
No zombies involved in this.
Yes, we haven't. We haven't developed
that. May be
that
next
show
year.
Yet.
We'll talk about that. Okay. So what else? When you say you're building up a kind of a traditional thing. What do you have in mind?
Well, we did a medley last year that was called A Most Wonderful Christmas. That it's got a bunch of great secular tunes. Some of my real favorite ones for the holidays: Winter Wonderland, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great arrangement of it, and we played that last year. And this year, we've modified it so that the audience can sing along with the North Coast Chorale's help.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so Bob's going to lead that one too.
So, is the North Coast Chorale going to be sitting in the audience?
For this one, they will.
For this one,
Okay. Yeah, for this one.
So these are going to be your shills.
Right.
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 Okay.
Well,
good.
I mean, ringers. I'm a huge ringers believer, even though this is a, you know, it's, we're an instrumental group. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge believer in singing, and people don't sing anymore. Like they're not participants in mm-hmm. making music as
I
much as a generation or two ago.
No, I think it's very exciting instead of just sitting and watching the whole time to be able to be part of it. So I like that you've put that at the end of the first act, and then again at the finale of the whole thing.
But we'll have the North Coast Chorale on stage with us for two pieces this year, and one is the Christmas on Broadway, which is, you know, we need a little Christmas, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and things, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a real nice pop medley that they're going to sing with us on, and Denise Reed's going to conduct that. But the one I'm really excited about this year is new to us, and we're doing the old 'Twas the Night Before Christmas arrangement that Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians did way back in the 40s that a lot of people will instantly recognize. It's kind of the standard telling of A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Oh, cool.
And we were so fortunate. I talk about this, I think, every time I'm interviewed here, but we've got a wonderful arranger and writer, professional, made a career, a great career out of writing music and arranging music, Dave Robertson, mm-hmm. who's in the group. And I asked him if he would arrange this because there aren't any band arrangements.
Ah.
It's not really an arrangement. He transcribed it from the choral version and then added a lot of his own great ideas, and it works real well. So now we have a way we can perform it with the North Coast Chorale.
Oh, man, that sounds fabulous.
And that's a holiday tradition in my family that, you know, we've done since I was a little kid. We sing this. So I'm really excited about this. And it's one that the North Coast Chorale has performed before. So I think that's going to be the highlight for me. Anyway.
Wonderful. Boy, this is so exciting. Okay, let's get it straight now. This is tomorrow evening, 7 p.m., at the Liberty Theater, and you can get your tickets in advance. Actually, right now, the box office is open, or you can call 325-5922, extension 55. The Liberty is at 12th and Commercial, so you can hop on over there and get your tickets. That's the easiest thing to do. If you have your tickets, then whoosh, no problem. And otherwise, get there early enough. Remember, 6:30 is the preview, which is going to be a lot of fun, and then the concert begins at 7. So, Bob, when you do all this singing, do you rehearse with the band?
I get to rehearse with the band somewhat. The band has been using vocalists. They always use a vocalist in the July 3rd concert, the July 4th concert. And I've been that vocalist. I think this would be my fourth year. And then when we do the Christmas season concerts, I usually have something to sing in those too. When I'm not singing, I'm a member of the French horn section.
You see.
Also, doing something else at this concert that we won't talk about right now. It's a bit of a surprise.
It's so holiday related. Yes.
Oh my God! I can't wait. Okay.
Very much related to the last tune I was talking about.
The suspense is building, though. This is great. Okay, folks. Tomorrow night at the Liberty Theater in Astoria. Thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you. Dave Becker, conductor of the North Coast Symphonic Band. Bob Walters, the North Coast Chorale, will be there as well as the String of Pearls, and it's going to be a great concert. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have a little piece of music here, which is going to be some folks who are playing or who have played and are playing. And then my next guest is Nancy Karakand. Hold on.
My absent friend. some slack. Her little rock life was so small, my dear friend went through it all. Jennifer, no more tears that she has fought for 19 years. Her lost face is no more. God's loving grace has made her sure.
Well, the music you're listening to is from a couple, a duo named Birds of a Feather. I heard them playing a month ago or so. They are just beautiful music, beautiful harmonies, and they are going to be playing again. This is Saturday night is Astoria Art Walk, second Saturday, and there's so much going on, and I'm probably not going to have a chance to tell you, but I spent 2 hours putting this list together, and it is a full 8.5 by 11 page of what's going on. And so they're going to be playing, and the featured artist at the Tempo Gallery this Saturday night is Nancy Karakand, and she is my guest. And Nancy wears many hats, but the hat she is wearing for this program is as a jewelry and fiber artist for more than 25 years, I understand. So welcome, Nancy.
Well, thank you.
Okay, now did you grow up in Alaska or did you just live there for a while?
No, I grew up all over. I actually was born in New York. My dad was in the Air Force, and I ended up in Alaska in 1982, the summer of 82. I landed on the 4th of July. Mm. In Juneau, Alaska, and I was traveling through, and I got snagged off the travel route. So I ended up living in Alaska for a total of about 21 years, and I came here to Astoria 6 years ago.
Intentionally, or were you also just passing through?
No, I had been coming to the coast for many years. I was part of a group of psychotherapists who would meet in Arch Cape every year. We did that for
that's the other hat, folks.
Yeah,
she's
14 years, and right. And so one day I woke up on the Oregon coast and I said I could grow old on the Oregon coast, and here I am doing it.
Well, you got a few more years to go, but compared to my next guest, you are growing.
I must say,
and I'm growing even older and much faster. So, yes, you are a therapist, and I get the feeling that your art, you do a lot of mixing your art and spirit and healing, so you're actually, your life is well integrated, in fact, though you have been doing art all along as well.
I've been doing art for a long time. I see beading as my therapy. It's, for me, it's kind of a moving meditation. I'm not a sitting meditation kind of person, but I do believe in the benefits of meditation, and when I get deeply absorbed in beading, I'm in this other place.
When you say beading, tell us what kind of beads you're working with.
Well, I love working with the tiny, tiny seed beads. And if for anyone who's a beader, they know that the smaller the number of the bead, the bigger the number, the smaller the size. So okay. I like working with size 13 beads, which are pretty tiny. And they're actually a special kind of size 13s. They're called charlottes. And what I love about them is that one side is faceted. And so you get this beautiful shimmer when you use it like in bead weaving, any kind of bead weaving. There's just this lovely shimmer that it has.
What's the material made of?
It's glass.
It is glass.
It's glass beads, yeah. Okay. And so what I've really been excited about the last few years is doing what's called beaded cabochons. And so when you have a stone, a cabochon is a stone, a semi-precious stone or a precious stone that's flat on the bottom and domed on top. And so normally when you see a cabochon, you see it with a silver or a gold bezel around it, a metal bezel. Well, I do beaded bezels around the stones.
Okay. And, so are these for like brooches?
They're pendants.
Pendants.
They're pendants. Okay. Okay. And so the theme for this show is called Goddesses for Every Woman.
Okay. And we're there.
So what happened, though, and you might find this interesting, is you know Anne Goldine,
sure,
and her daughter Jasmine? Well, I did what I call a studio session with them, where they came in and they picked out stones and beads that they liked, and I started putting them together. Well, Jasmine's piece turned out to look like this little goddess figure. It had this little inverted teardrop stone and then a round one above it. And I said, wow, I have so many gorgeous stones. Because last year I got to go to the Tucson Gem Shows, which is like, that's
the ultimate stone,
that's jewelry maker's heaven, you know, to go to the Tucson Gem Show. So I have all these fabulous stones. I started playing with them and arranging them. And so I came up with this goddess series. So the goddess pendants.
Where do the stones originate? I understand that, you know, you get them in Tucson. Are they from all over the world?
You know, a lot of the agate is from Montana and different places in the States. The most beautiful opals are from Australia, I would say. But, you know, a lot of the stones are from this country.
Good.
So
I'm a little, you know, all of the politics that deal with.
I don't buy diamonds and I don't
blood
wear diamonds.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Okay. Although there are clean diamonds, too. And I'm sure many of our local people use that.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night is Art Walk. And I know Imogen has a whole bunch of artists. And Lightbox is doing a members only show. That means everybody can come, but the show itself is photography is by members of Lightbox. And I'm sure many of the other galleries in town are showing their work. And the thing about Tempo is it's a cooperative gallery.
Well, I would say we're a collective. We're not formally a cooperative, but we are a collective. We're a group of artists who are sharing the space with the Astoria Music Festival. And so it's a really nice collaboration because they don't need a year-round space and they have all this wall space that we can decorate.
They sure do, and you sure do. And so there will be lots of other artists' work.
Have at this time, I think we have either 9 or 10 members.
Okay.
I wanted to say something about my featured piece.
Ooh.
Her name is Dagger Lady, and she's a mask, and she has a body, and she has Dagger Lady earrings and a Dagger Lady necklace.
What is she made out of?
She actually, it's my face that was done in, you know, the stuff they used to make casts out of, the bandage stuff that you wet. Well, Yvonne Edwards, our friend Yvonne, does mask making workshops. So I had made this mask a while ago and didn't decorate it because I wanted to do something fabulous with it. So this was my opportunity.
Wow.
So her name's Dagger Lady, and it's beads that are strung on wire and then placed on the face. And she's got fused glass eyes, and she's got feathers for hair.
How big is she?
She's my...
Life size, must be.
The face is life size.
Yeah, yeah.
Her chin is a little crooked. Her body is kind of life size.
She's got a chest.
Wow. Oh, she's got a chest.
She's a goddess. She has to. Oh, she's a dagger lady.
She is a goddess, no doubt about it. Yeah.
I hope you're not selling her. I think you better keep her.
Well, she is for sale, actually.
Woo!
I don't get attached when I make things. It's like I'm ready to just let them go.
Good for you. Well, there you go. There's that therapy again. Nancy Karakand is the featured artist at Tempo Gallery, which is right on Commercial. It's right next door to another Old Town Framing, which is a lot larger. But Tempo goes deep and is occupied by a number of artists and will also have music. And that will be starting at 5 o'clock, I believe.
That's right.
And get yourself out and walking around and seeing a whole bunch of people's art. It's also a time, if you happen to be taking part in the Candlelight walk through downtown Astoria to celebrate the holiday spirit. That begins at 5 o'clock right at the Liberty, at the corner of 12th and Commercial. So you'll be walking around the community and taking a look in the art departments. Thanks so much for coming in, Nancy.
I can't wait to see this stuff.
Woo!
Yeah.
Getting the chills thinking about it. Okay, I have some music from my last guest, who is brand new to me, and he looks as though he'd be too young to have all these credentials, but he's got them. So have a listen to his music, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about him, and then he'll tell about himself. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, thanks for being here. My last guest is Jordan Dykstra. He's currently residing in Portland. He's a film composer, arranger, multi-instrumentalist, and studio engineer. And he started music on a violin at the age of 4. His work's been featured with artists such as Dirty Projectors, Gus Van Sant, Valet, Adrian Orange, Christina Van Zoo, Davis Hooker, Jared Mees, and The Grown Children, as well as a number of installations, short films, and live performances. He was the VP of the Portland indie label Marriage Records for 3 years, and in 2008, he founded the business of Composing for Strings, which is a compositional studio aimed at making new compositions and arrangements for strings and small ensembles. Jordan is going to be featured this evening at Kala, which is 1017 Marine Drive. The music will start at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7:30. It's a creative music evening with several other guests as well, including our old friend Paul Hoskin on baritone sax, Mark Ostrowski on drums, and Greg Skloff on contrabass. Greg is also a KMUN programmer, for full disclosure. So, welcome, Jordan.
Thanks for having me.
So I said that it's hard to believe that you could have done all those things, because either you look a lot younger than you are or you were a prodigy.
I'll take both.
There you go. Okay. How long have you been in Portland then?
I've been in Portland for about 7 years.
And you grew up?
I grew up in the Midwest in the northwestern Iowa.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But music was important to you from a very early age.
Yes, it was instilled by my parents, and my siblings and I all started playing stringed instruments at around 4 or 5 years old. And I believe I'm basically the one that stuck with it. Mm-hmm. My sister plays a little bit. My oldest brother will play every once in a while.
So were you trained in a more traditional way?
Yeah,
than
classically
what you're doing
trained.
You were classically trained.
Sure.
Do you still do any classical music? Or
From time to time. I like to. And I'll play for hire. I'll play just about anything for hire.
Right. Well, I've had guests who play with a symphonic orchestra, but then when they come here, for example, they're doing something entirely different, experimental or creative music. Mm-hmm. I've got your music going behind you. At least I can hear it. I hope the audience can hear it, too. It's actually some amazing things are happening here, but I do want to focus on you. I may have to bring this down completely because I'm getting very distracted. I'm for sure going to go over and check out this concert because I want to see what you're doing. How did you move from the classical into the kind of music you're doing now?
Well,
and what do you call it?
I think a lot of people who play a similar type of music are trying to figure out what to call it. I like to think of it as experimental music generally. And if you want to call it something more specific, maybe neoclassical. And I got into it from, I guess basically when I first became familiar with using electronics and pedals with other instruments, and I got a pickup. Basically, I got a pickup for my viola and started playing it amplified and then started manipulating it and
liked what you
just
heard.
Messing around late at night. Yeah.
So, and you went from violin to viola at what stage? Was that early on?
That was early on. Yeah, that was maybe my sophomore year of high school.
Was that because they needed violas?
Exactly.
That's
why.
The way it happens. Viola is such a rich instrument.
Oh, thanks for noticing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The sound is just wonderful. So, and now, do you mostly play on your own or with others? Because all these, you know, other things, and you playing multi-instrumentalist, I'm not even sure what that means at this point, but it sounds like.
I do play mostly by myself, although I'm a avid lover of collaboration, mm-hmm. and I'm always looking for those projects. Oftentimes I'll be hired to write string parts for other people mm-hmm. and their records, and then I'll ask my friends and other string players. I mostly write string-based music, mm-hmm. and I'll write all the parts and I'll also perform. So we'll do like a small chamber music kind of session for that. But live is just me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tonight we will see you live. Will you be at the end of the concert, at the beginning of the concert? Do you have?
I think I'll probably be in the middle.
Be in the middle. Yeah. Okay. Because we have. Apparently, Greg Skloff is going to do a contrabass solo, mm-hmm. which is also rather unusual. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, Paul Hoskin used to live here and mm-hmm. put on all kinds of wonderful concerts, which
yeah.
haven't been heard since he left. And now
right.
you're here, so it's very exciting. Well, we're out of time to talk more, but in terms of the music, I hope that everybody will take advantage tonight. Again, you can catch both of the fabulous concerts I was lucky to interview people for. Concert of All Sorts is at 6. And then the Creative Music at Kala with Jordan Dykstra, my guest, and the others will be at 8. There's also other stuff happening, and that is that Acoustica is playing at 8 p.m. at the Astoria Coffee House. The Cannon Beach Chorus at Holidays Past at Peace Lutheran at 7 o'clock, and Saturday they're going to be at the Cannon Beach Community Church. And Astor Street Opry has Scrooged at 7 tonight and tomorrow, and Tuesday and Sunday at 2. Coaster Theater featured with our good friend Bree. Congratulations on the cover. Irving Berlin's White Christmas, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3, and Talk Back Thursday at 7:30. Peninsula Players are on tonight with Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. Rain Magazine, hey folks, January 10th is the deadline. John Koontz is at Sandtrap. Tillamook Market is going. The Artists Marketplace at 229 14th is 3 to 7 today, and then all day tomorrow and Sunday. So much going on.